You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the drop in coronavirus case numbers in regional areas is an example of how restrictions are working. Victoria has registered 43 new cases of coronavirus, the second day in a row that new infection numbers have fallen. The state has also registered 9 new deaths, 7 of which are linked to aged care. The number of new cases in regional Victoria over the last 14 days is now 4.7 per day on average. Mr. Andrews says that means the reopening of regional Victoria could be fast-tracked.
What we've achieved in regional Victoria, we absolutely can and will achieve in metropolitan Melbourne. But it has to be done right. It has to be done safe and steady. You can't possibly hope to keep numbers low if you don't first get them to a very low level. Otherwise, you do run the risk, the very real risk, in fact, the likelihood, that our opening up won't last very long and then we'll be all locked up again.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded another 10 coronavirus cases as 100 healthcare workers linked to an outbreak at 2 Sydney hospitals remain in isolation. The new hospital case is a household close contact of a previous case associated with Liverpool Hospital's emergency department. The total number of infections linked to the Liverpool Hospital and Concord Hospital's emergency departments is now 15. And in Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state's coronavirus border restrictions will stay despite intense criticism after a woman wasn't granted an exemption to go to her father's funeral.
What I've said, and I've said it many times at these press conferences, and I'll say it again, if as a nation we can focus on getting Victoria and New South Wales under control, then you can set a date for the whole country to open up.
However, it appears an exemption will be granted to the New South Wales-based children of terminally ill man Mark Keynes to visit him in Brisbane. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the continuing flow of data and analysis on infections in New South Wales and the ACT will be key to the state removing its border restrictions. SA's Transition Committee met this morning but decided not to make any changes to the existing quarantine arrangements for people arriving from those jurisdictions. There have only been 6 new coronavirus infections in South Australia over the past month, and none are considered active. Mr. Marshall says he wants to open the borders as soon as possible to help businesses and ease family dislocation. But he says the state won't take any steps contrary to health advice.
It's really to do with data. Sometimes when you have a report that there might be 10 new cases in New South Wales, it looks quite worrying to people. But then our epidemiologists and our public health officials unpack that and they can see the epilink of each of those cases, and that's not nearly as worrying. So the number is one part. Where it is another part of the consideration, and the epilink, the origins of that infection, are also critical.
Sydneysiders will be able to travel to the Northern Territory from early next month without having to undergo mandatory quarantine if New South Wales continues to keep COVID-19 transmission under control. Anyone who's spent time in Sydney and travels to the Northern Territory currently has to spend 2 weeks in supervised quarantine at their own expense. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the government plans to revoke that requirement from the 9th of October. He says a downward trend in new infections in New South Wales and superb testing had satisfied Chief Health Officer Hugh Heggie that it will be safe for Sydneysiders to enter the Northern Territory.
We are deliberately waiting another 4 weeks, 2 full replication cycles, so we can keep seeing the trend go down. A 4-week buffer gives Sydney more time to keep beating the virus, and it gives us the time and flexibility we need to change our plan if necessary. This is the same cautious approach we took with our borders the first time round, and it worked.
And finally, the Australian Government's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says the government was looking at an open-source saliva test developed by Yale University in the United States. But for the meantime, Professor Kidd says the current testing technique will continue.
So certainly there is a lot of interest in saliva tests. At the moment, the gold standard for testing for COVID-19 in Australia are the nasopharyngeal swabs, which many of us are now familiar with. The Public Health Laboratory Network, which is one of the subcommittees of the AHPPC, is currently looking at this new saliva test and will be providing further advice once they've completed their analysis.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.